I appreciate y'all standing in. Me and Denise took a little vacation last week. We hadn't been away in about 3 years, and after being gone for a weekend, I understand why it has been 3 years. But anyway, we miss being here, and we hope that you can rejoice in the fact that you know that we can all come together. I know there's a lot of folks out today, and I want to wish well all the folks that are viewing by the way of the cloud. We're focused on the internet each and every Sunday. I know there's hundreds of people watch us over the internet. I don't understand how it happens, but I know it does. And so we're thankful for that crowd of folks also today. But we want to encourage you to stay over this evening. And at 1 o'clock, we're going to have a celebration, if you will, of Warren Height's life. And his lovely wife, Christine, is with us today in our service today as we celebrate his life. And they'll be doing the military honors. And then right after that, we will have a meal. So we want to just invite you to stay over and be with us, if you would, this evening. 2 weeks from today is homecoming. We want to invite you to come out and be with us that. We have a subject to change to be here, and the Hogsett brothers will be here singing, and we'll just have a continual worship service from 11 o'clock on. And when we get through, we're going to go downstairs and eat, and we'll go home. There won't be any singing after the service as we have done in the past. So remember these things, and if you would, and you have a copy of God's Word, I'd like for you to turn us into Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. That's Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, if you have a copy of God's Word. And if we had a thought today, it would be how to live to a ripe old age. How many of you folks, you know, I know that people spend mega dollars today trying to increase the length of their life. You know what I'm saying? And trying to live long. Do you know the Bible has a lot to say about how to live to a ripe old age? And I want to share that with you. And I'll tell you, living for the Lord has payments. Amen. And there's been fringe benefits in living for the Lord. And there's, you know, there's a payback coming for people that are willing to live righteous before the Lord today. And the Bible has a lot to say about that. And we're going to share some of that with you. And how to live to a ripe old age. You know, I really like living here. Amen. How many of y'all like living here? I'm very acquainted here. I know a lot of people here. And but I know that I'm acquainted on the other side. And I know that I'm longing to be there. But everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. I believe that Leonard Lynn made a big song about that. And but how to live to a ripe old age. The Bible's going to read such as this, and I'm going to read the scripture and go to the Lord in prayer. In Proverbs chapter 2, and or chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, "My son, forget not the law, but let thy heart keep the commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just ask, Lord, that it would compel our hearts today as we read your word, that you might instill in us a need to live for you today, Father, that not only that we might inherit the kingdom in heaven, and not only that we might rejoice the riches down here, Father, but it might lengthen our days, Father, that we might minister for you. Father, we just thank you so much that you have gave us a message today. Bless it, Lord, for these things we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Beloved, I want you to realize today that there's no doubt about it. I believe the inerrant word of God. I believe that every word that is spoken in the word of God was breathed by God, written by the inspiration of man, and therefore becomes the will of God. But the Bible says, for the length of days and long life and peace shall be added to thee. Now, I'm here to tell you today, without a doubt, I do believe that what is once appointed unto man to die, and after that, the judgment. In other words, there hangs out there a meeting day for the Lord that we'll meet over there. But the Bible also says over there that we can shorten our days, and the Bible also says that we can lengthen our days. I believe that there's people in the graveyard out here that went to an early grave simply because of the life they lived. I also believe that there's people out there in the grave today that lengthen the days of their life because of the life in which they lived. But the Bible says, and Proverbs, it also said in Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 27, it said this, it said, the fear of the Lord prolongeth days. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. I want you to realize today that when we come to the fear of the Lord, then we obtain understanding, and then we obtain knowledge. And the Bible says that it will lengthen our days. I'm here to tell you today that I'm thankful today that I have the fear of the Lord in my heart today. Hey, listen. Does that mean that I'm afraid of God? Yes, God is so big. God is so mighty. God is so great that I'm afraid of that. But I want to tell you what that also done. It gives me an awesome respect and a reverence for the things of God today. Amen. Hey, listen, we're living in a time where that we see a generation that don't have much reverence for the things of God. They don't have much reverence for the things of the church today. And I'm here to tell you that that will shorten your days today. Hey, listen, if you want to have a ripe old age, you need to learn the fear of the Lord. And the Bible said over there in the book of Deuteronomy, if you have a copy of God's Word, in Deuteronomy chapter 25 and verse 15, the Bible reads over there that the giving of a just way will prolong life. You know, we live in a time that you just can't trust everybody. Can I get an amen or a witness on that? We're living in a time that you just can't trust just any old body. And what it means about giving a just wage is being honest. Amen. I remember a time over there when all you needed was a man's word. That was good enough. All you needed was a handshake. That was good enough. Lord, now you can go over there and have lawyers draw up papers and have everything filed down there, and you still can't get a fair shake. But now listen, the giving of a just weight will prolong lives. The Bible reads in Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 15. But thou shalt have a perfect and just weight, a perfect and just measure shall thou have, that the day may be lengthened in the land which the Lord thy God gave thee. What about if we could have a society that feared the Lord? Turn back to honesty, fairness. That'll shorten your days, or that'll lengthen your days. Think about that just for a moment. Well, we live in a dishonest society, don't we? Why are they dishonest? Because they don't have no fear of the Lord. They don't have no fear of the circumstances. And I hate to say this. How many of y'all read the arrest report and all. And listen, I know that we don't have much in our paper. Can I get a witness on that? And I don't know about you, but I have to go straight to the arrest report. How about you? Then I have to go straight to the court docket. And I look over there and they didn't do nothing to this and they didn't do nothing to that. And then they're back over there and they're back over there, back over there, back over there. And it seemed like that there's no justice in a dishonest time. You know, the Lord will bring justice one day, amen. For every short change, for every shady deal, for under every underhanded thing, there is a judgment day coming. And I'm telling you, and I'm reading the Word of God, it ain't what Charlie Shelton said. If you don't believe it, take it up with the author. I don't care. I'm just reading you what it says. Thy days shall be lengthened in the land which the Lord hath given thee. There's people that went to an early grave out there simply because of their dishonesty. There's people that are alive today simply because they were honest. Good living always pays. Not only did they give a just weight. In Proverbs, and by the way, Solomon had so much to say about this subject. Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 16. It said that the prince that waiteth, understanding also, a great oppressor, but he that hateth covetousness shall prolong his days. He that hateth covetousness shall prolong his days. We ought to be satisfied with what we got. Can I get a little amen on that? We ought to be satisfied with what God has seen fit. If we're satisfied with what we have, we'll not covet what someone else has. You know, I don't know now. I don't know where this mentality came from. But we'll have kids that will graduate high school today and they forgot they're going to get their first job at McDonald's or something over there, and they think that, well, I got her made over here, and automatically they think they'll have everything mom and daddy's got. But they fail to remember it took mom and daddy 40 years to get there. Amen. So I'm just saying, we need to be satisfied with the things that we have and not the things that we desire. That will lengthen or shorten your days. You know, I've heard folks use this statement all the time, said, boy, they're working themselves to death. I have never known anybody work themselves to death. Now, I've seen some folks die of sorry laziness. Amen. I've saw folks that died of terminal laziness. You know, I appreciate what I have, and because I know where it came from. Amen. Amen. I don't have much, but it's hard work that got me there. Nobody gave it to me. I'm not going to covet what you got because I know where mine came from. I know where yours came from. It'll lengthen your days. Moses wrote to the children of Israel in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. He said, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Honor thy mother and dad. Anyone who will honor his parents, listen, anyone who will honor his parents, young folks, listen to me now. Anyone who will honor his mother and dad in the process are honoring God. Are you with me? You say, but my mama, but my mother, but my mama. Listen, I don't care. By honoring your mama and your daddy, you're honoring God. Listen, that your days may be long upon the earth. The reward then for honoring your mother and your dad is that you're going to get to live longer. Pretty good deal, eh? Pretty good trade-off. There's people today that have went to an early grave because of the way they treated their mama and their daddy. You say, I don't believe it. I don't care if you do or not. Take it up with the author. There's people today that are living a long life because of the way that they treated their mama and their daddy. For some reason, we don't value. I hate to use the word old because I'm there. I hate that we treat our more experienced population. I'm getting to sound like a liberal now, ain't I? The way we do. But I'm going to tell you, that was part of God's plan, amen. And if you're not honoring your mom and dad, then you're breaking God's commandment. You're inviting yourself for a shortening of time. Because honoring your mom and dad as if you honor God over there. You know, children, no wonder that Paul wrote over there in Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 1 and 3. Now, children, listen up to this. And I know you don't want to hear it, but listen. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment of promise, that it may go well with thee, and that they mayest live long upon the earth. That's as plain as we can get it. I'm going to tell you what blesses my heart, kids. I'm going to tell you what will bring a smile to this old man's smile. When I hear a kid say, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir. Well, we've lost that in America, haven't we? You know what? You know, I remember growing up and I remember a culture in which in Western North Carolina, for example, we had very few black people. And we really lived a separated society over here. In other words, the black state and the white state segregated. I mean, I grew up in that time. And I never will forget that my dad taught me. And I'll be honest with you, my dad's family, and I'm ashamed of it all, dad's family was brought up very racist. But I remember a lesson that my dad taught. It does not matter about the color of the skin. You still need to honor that person, amen. And you know, that was a hard lesson for me to learn under the culture and everything that was going on over there and all the things on there, and especially coming from my dad. But we honor people. And by honoring each other, we honor God. And by dealing, you do unto the least of these, you do also unto me. Honor your mom and dad. I believe that there's young people that have died. I believe that there's young folks that have had accidents over there simply because of the way that they treated their mom and dad and they went to an early grave. I'd hate for that to happen. How to live a ripe old age? Well, first of all, we're going to give a just weight. First of all, we're going to fear the Lord. Second of all, we're going to hate covetousness. Third of all, we're going to honor our mom and dad. The Bible said in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 3, happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. And then he said over there that the length of the days of the right hand are in his left hand. The length of the days is in his right hand. And in his left hand are riches and honor. And then it went on to say in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 16, for by me the days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life increased. To love wisdom is to love life. For wisdom addeth to one's life. Wisdom addeth to one's life. Now, you can't fix stupid. Amen. I'm a living example of that. But wisdom comes from understanding, and understanding comes from the fear of the Lord. And this is God-given knowledge over there, and it will make you to live a ripe old age. It'll make you to live a life old age. I tell you, one of the biggest problems we have in churches today behind the pulpit is they try to teach in a secular mentality. Hey, this wisdom comes from God. This wisdom comes from Him only over there. And by obtaining that, you can live a ripe old age. Not only loving wisdom, but loving God's word can extend your life. You know, Moses said this in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 46 and 47. And he said unto them, set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, that ye shall command your children to observe to do all the words of the law. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. And through this thing thou shalt prolong the days in the land, whether it be over Jordan, to possess it. Now, to bring this down and bring it up to where we at over there, he said that we're getting ready to cross over. We're getting ready to go into the promised land, and all of this is going to be yours, and you're going to have a long life to enjoy it if you will set your heart unto the words which I testify among you this day, and command your children to observe them. If this ain't already been a depressing sermon for you, I'm getting ready to make it worse for you. Every generation looks at the generation that precedes them and shakes their head. Amen. See, my mama's already forgiven Elvis because he might have shook his pelvis. He didn't show it to nobody. Y'all get that in a little bit. We have to take responsibility for the generation that comes after us. See, we were the teachers. Amen. Why is that? Because we didn't instill in them what we should have. And that's why they turned out the way they did. You see what Moses had to say? He said over there, he said, set your hearts and do the words that I testify among this day, that ye will command your children to observe and do as the word of this law. Loving God's word can lengthen or shorten your days by loving God's word. Do we see the downfall in America today based in that one statement? We don't love God's word no more. And I believe that we're going to pay a price as a country one day. Do you know America was founded basically upon the Word of God? Did you know that if they took the Word of God out of the Constitution, it'd be one third smaller than it is today? Why is that? It's because we were founded upon the Word of God. We was not founded upon the Word of Muhammad. We was not founded upon the Word of Confucius, old confused fella over there. We were founded upon the Word of God. And I believe our days in America will be shortened one day. Last, how to live to be a ripe old age and prolonging life. I love this word in Romans chapter 8 and verse 13. For if we live after the flesh, we shall die. That's pretty simple. But I love them heavenly conjunctures. But if through the Spirit we mortify the deeds of the body, we shall live. Mortifying the deeds of the body. Now let me tell you something about that mortifying. What that means is, y'all ever watch them old westerns? Them old cowboys get shot with them old cowboy guns and they'd go over there and they'd dig out that bullet over there. They couldn't stop the bleeding and they'd put a hot knife or a branding arm over here on the fire and they'd get that thing red hot and they'd stick it up there where they'd take that bullet out and he'd fry that meat over there. They just mortified the wound. That's what that means. They just mortified that wound. Now what that means over there is that we need to, the deeds of the body, we need to extract that thing out of there, and then we need to take the Word of God over there and mortify that it won't get infected and we'll lose a limb. Are you with me on that? That's what that means. He said, if we permit the Holy Spirit to put to death the deeds of our bodies, we will prolong our lives. See, you ain't able to do that. If you were able to do that, Christ wouldn't have died on the cross. If you were able to do that, then he would have never come. You're not able to do that. But he is. I've gave you God's plan for old age right here today. You say, you got me scared to death. I'm guilty of that. You know what I'd do if I was guilty of that? I'd find me an altar. I'd fall on my knees over and ask God to forgive me. Amen. Aren't you glad we get mulligans? I ain't got no golfers here today. Aren't you glad we get do-overs? Aren't you glad it's just as if it didn't happen? God speaking to someone, will you come today? Let's sing a song of invitation.